USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Americans are getting back to work at a historic pace. That was his reaction to the number of first-time unemployment claims dropping to 187,000 last week. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell puts himself in the no column for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee.
I went into the Senate process with an open mind, but after studying the nominee's record and watching her performance this week, I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson or a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
During confirmation hearings this week, Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee portrayed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as soft on crime. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The United Nations is releasing a report on how Russia's invasion of Ukraine is affecting kids in Ukraine.
More than half of the children in Ukraine have now been displaced in 1 month since Russia invaded, according to the United Nations, either fleeing the country entirely as refugees or moving around internally to try to find safe areas. 4.3 million of the country's 8 million children have been displaced from their homes, according to the United Nations. Reporting from the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The Brazoria County Grand Jury is passing on charges against Deshaun Watson. The Cleveland Browns quarterback was no-billed on Thursday. He was accused of sexual misconduct involving a masseuse. A separate grand jury in nearby Harris County made a similar decision on other sexual misconduct charges earlier this month. The Browns acquired Watson from the Houston Texans last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
New numbers out are shedding some light on how many people died from COVID. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
COVID-19 drove the largest jump in deaths in a century, with 535,000 more deaths in 2020 than in 2019. That's according to newly released U.S. Census Bureau data. The new data shows the pandemic impacted the U.S. population as surviving Americans fled for cities for cheaper or less populous areas.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced on Thursday that athletes and entertainers living in New York City will no longer be required to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to play or perform.
Today I signed Emergency Executive Order 62, expanding the performance exemption to private employer mandates. This is about putting New York City-based performers on a level playing field.
The change will allow players like Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving and New York Yankees star Aaron Judge to play home games. Workers in New York City are still required to be vaccinated. Bob Saget's widow is standing behind the autopsy report that says her husband died after hitting his head in a hotel room. The report stated the late comedian struck his head on a marble floor in Florida. Saget's family attorney releasing a statement saying the records released tell the entire story. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.